Every morning, we all look in the mirror to get ready to go to work, to go anywhere. The first thing you see is your reflection. If you don't like what you see in the morning, you lost the war already. It's not about even liking what you see. It's about looking in the mirror and you may start, man, I feel different. That reflection is not everything. It's a feeling you're supposed to get in life. Once you leave your house, the war begins. In your house, you have some control. And that reflection in that mirror, you have to control that reflection in the mirror. That's how you start your day. Leave your house feeling like, okay, I can fight. I've established the mentality to fight.
You have to discover what your values are. It's part of the reason why I think that you need to tell the truth, because you're forced to negotiate with yourself to operate properly in the world. And if you've warped yourself, let's say, or some elements of yourself by engaging in self-deception and lies, and you're not now, because of that, you're not who you could be, and you don't live in the world as you should live in it, then when you discuss with yourself what your value should be, it will be as if you're discussing it with someone that you can't trust.
You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time, when you could have won, but you didn't win, because you allow life to interfere with that one shot. That's greatness. Greatness is your recall. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again, and being haunted by it. That is greatness.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
The best gifts come from the bottom.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well.
Why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself, because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character.
Rise up, people. Rise up with a full heart. Rise up with an understanding. Rise up from the excuses. Rise up with the willpower. And understand that it's up to you to make a difference.
People want to feel that the effort that they're exerting actually are moving somewhere. And so successful measurement, successful recognition is not just for the steps you take. It's not just for the effort. It's that the effort you exerted moved us closer to where we're trying to get to. And that get to should be some crazy ideal.
The magnitude of the reward you experience as you're moving towards a goal is proportionate to the importance of the goal. So that means the more important the goal you pick, the more possibility there is for that is life affirming.
Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done.
What's that thing for you? That thing you've been wanting to do for a while now? Have you done it? No? Well, I'm just here with a friendly reminder that nobody will do it for you. If you're waiting for others to share the same convictions as you before you act on it, you'll be waiting for a very long time. Time that will render your desires to act on your dreams useless if you keep putting it off. Stop waiting on other people or the perfect conditions in order to start something. That passion you want to pursue, the longer you think about it without doing, the more you get used to inaction. And the more you get used to inaction, the easier it is for the dream you once had to slip out of your hands. So sacrifice for what you want before what you want becomes a sacrifice.
don't have time to regret. We move on, because we are acceptable for what we are, not who we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie.
You can use your sense of meaning to calibrate your progress through life. But there's rules. You have to aim at the highest possible good that you can conceive. Start by aiming at the star you can see rather than the dimmer one that you can't yet perceive.
People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore. Find that reason to wake up every day and go get it. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. But when you write your why down, what your why does for you is says, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Your life won't change unless you change. You were put on this earth to do great things. I strongly believe that all of us were put here to uplift ourselves and others and experience joy every single day of our lives. I think many of us have gotten distracted by the many perceived problems of the world. And in doing so, we have taken our focus away from the positive possibilities. We can't discover solutions by focusing on problems. And so it comes down to one thing. We must choose to direct our energy towards positive outcomes. It's the only way to create positive results. As you gain new experiences and continue to focus on improving yourself, you will slowly evolve into a greater version of yourself. However, this process never stops. There is no end to your growth. It is important to avoid viewing your efforts as a means to an end, because that will make it very difficult for you to enjoy the process called life. Having a destination in mind is very important, but try to see that destination as a stepping stone rather than a final destination. The good news is that life does get easier as long as you continually force yourself to improve. There will come a time when it will seem as if your efforts have culminated to a final resting place that I like to call self-reliance, but it is actually just the place where things become effortless and every moment becomes a joy. This is the state that I have been referring to as extreme confidence. It is not a cocky, arrogant way of being, but rather a state of needing nothing. This is what we all desire, whether we consciously know it or not. Self-reliance is something achieved by very few, but it is the mark of true confidence. A self-reliant person does not feel the need to impress others with his or her achievements or knowledge. A self-reliant person feels whole and complete and does things for no other reason than wanting to do them. Self-reliance could be described as a lack of ego. This doesn't imply that a self-reliant person is completely enlightened, although they might be, but rather goes to explain that they have reached a point where they are at peace with themselves. This is what most of us really want. When you realize that each area of your life affects each and every other area of your life, you will feel empowered and motivated to take more action. Even the smallest improvement in one area of your life will improve other areas of your life that seem totally unrelated. For example, the food you put in your body affects the chemistry of your brain and makes you feel happier and more energetic. An increase in mood and energy can potentially benefit your social life because you will act more outgoing and enthusiastic. People will want to be around you more because of your positive energy, which could potentially lead to a career opportunity of some sort, which in turn benefits your financial situation, which in turn makes you even happier and more positive, which leads you to make even better choices. One simple decision can change your life forever. Ultimately, you are the creator of your own reality. Decisions, we make them every day. And with every decision we make, good or bad, our lives are defined just a little more because decisions ultimately shape our destiny. Knowing this, why do some of us continue to make questionable decisions? It might seem like the proverbial angel and devil on each shoulder who want to sway you in one direction or the other. Every decision we make is dependent on our values. We make decisions that lean toward pleasure. We also make decisions that move us away from things we've determined are not as pleasurable. The need to avoid pain and seek pleasure drives everything we do. People will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure. What lengths will we go to? It all depends on our standards and our focus. Better decision making begins with self-awareness, the ability to identify and express our emotions and thoughts. Learning what drives our decisions is the first step toward total control of our emotions and lives. There are three surprising factors that drive all the decisions we make. What you focus on, you feel, and it's what drives decision making like nothing else can. Will you make decisions out of fear or out of positivity, hope, and love? Will you focus on the past and let it define you, or will you let it go? Every moment of our lives, we're answering three crucial questions. The first question is, what are you going to focus on? Do you focus on what you can control or what you can't control to engage in better decision making? We must shift our focus to what we can control. Do you focus more on things from the past, present, or future? To enjoy the moment and build an extraordinary future, you must balance between present and future, but let go of the past. The second question is, what meaning will you give to this experience? Is this the end or the beginning? Is this a punishment or a gift? Meaning is everything. And it defines the third question. What am I going to do with this experience? If you think you're being punished, you're going to react in a different way than if you're seeing it as a gift. You are the architect of your life, and the way you choose to experience that life is what drives your decisions. Many people think that what drives decision making is a matter of self-control, but studies have shown that self-control is either hardwired or it's not, and it can be depleted. Therefore, self-control is not as reliable as our standards. Higher standards lead to better decision-making. Raise your standards or make a shift in your beliefs and values, and then you will make the right choices. When you have a decision, whether it's straightforward or complicated, you often know what the correct choice is, but what option do you choose? The difference between two people who make opposite decisions in any given scenario is their own standards. To write that report, grab that cookie, or not. It's all dependent on how high your standards are. Ultimately, what drives decision-making is also linked to the level of hunger you have. Achievers, those people who are determined to succeed, have a hunger for success, and as such, will make better decisions because their standards are so high. It's not self-control. It's their high standards that push them forward. Achievers use failure to push through instead of letting it push them down. Someone on the other end of the spectrum might blame their failures on lack of self-control, but they don't have the hunger or the high level of values to push through. However, these values can be learned. Raising your standards, values, or beliefs is not as hard as it may seem. Did you ever think about where your values come from? They come from other people. It's said that we take a little piece of everyone we have in our lives. You decided to keep the values and standards of various people you like, unconsciously modeling them and rejecting the values you didn't like. Decisions shape destiny. And right now, you may have a set of standards that isn't working for you. You can change them by consciously evaluating what drives your decisions, keeping what works, and getting rid of what doesn't.